Tops as you're running away from the incoming tsunami. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, coming live from the tsunami zone in New Zealand. It appears that a great washing has happened across the whole of New Zealand, and it comes in the form of brains. That's right, we're all a bunch of brainwashed type of people here in New Zealand today. And conveniently, there's a 7.8 quake about 700 kilometres away in the Pacific, and the Kermadec Islands, just reported this morning, less than an hour ago, and it is due to hit the coast of Auckland, where I am, in T-minus 2 minutes. So if we go off air, ladies and gentlemen, don't worry, I'll be getting that long-awaited sea bathing experience that most New Zealanders get to enjoy every day in a contamination-free nuclear sea. But unfortunately now, thanks to Fukushima, anyway, considering tsunamis, it's contaminated with radiation regardless. Tonight we have a pretty special guest for you. Moving on from the more serious news about how I might just be about to die by act of nature, we have a very special guest from VeritasShow.com, and his name is Mel Fabregas, and quite frankly, Mr. Fabregas is truly fabulous, and we want to welcome him now. Welcome, Mel.
Hello, Vinny. Thank you for having me on as a guest. I hope all is well with you. I read the news about the 7.8 magnitude earthquake, so I hope everybody's standing still.
Well, you know, we might be standing still, goodness knows for how long, but how is that different from any other day?
That's right.
I say that everything's a crisis, so that means all crisis is normal. So what are we worried about?
That's right. And you turn on the news, and it's all fear, fear. Every 30 seconds, you get desensitized all the time. So people really don't know what's going on, whether it's in New Zealand or in the United States. You're fed 30-second clips, and it's no wonder how some people don't know where we are if you have to ask where in the map we are.
Well, particularly in New Zealand, we're very lax, to tell you the truth, with alternative broadcasting, really getting out there and getting in the public eye or whatever. And I don't know what role I have to play in that. I'd probably say it's one of the more significant roles in the whole country in terms of alternative media, because I bring so many of the journalists and incredible people to the New Zealand audience. Mel, I'd love you to explain to the New Zealand audience, and indeed those who may not be familiar with your show already, just who you are, how you kind of woke up to everything that's going on in the world today, with the New World Order and such. And just what your show is all about.
Well, basically, I'm a regular, an average guy. I tend to believe I'm almost like you. And many years ago, I worked for a Fortune 100 company for years, traveling around the world, working for Wall Street, and basically being part of the Matrix. Ever since I was a child, I always loved alternative topics, UFOs, paranormal, conspiracies, the occult. But having grown having been raised Catholic, a very conservative Catholic family, Catholic school, every time I would ask a question regarding what's not mainstream to them, I would be sent to the principal's office. And later in life, in the corporate world, I realized one day I was walking the halls of a big company in St. Louis, Missouri. That was probably 1995. And the name of the company was Monsanto. It was one of my clients. And I knew then how Monsanto is responsible for manufacturing aspartame and now the GMOs. And later in life, one day I was having a dream, and the dream said, take action, take action. And I woke up in the morning and I wonder, why am I having this dream that says take action? What's up with this? I hardly watch TV. I just can't stand it anymore. The subliminal tube owned by just a few corporations, I call it the mediaopoly. But that one day I decided to turn on the TV and I saw this man. His name was Milton Torres. He was a fighter pilot who was instructed to shoot down a UFO. And I said, my God, look at this man, a PhD professor from a reputable university saying this on the air, and nobody's asking the real questions. And don't ask me how, I found his telephone number, and I called him up, and less than 10 minutes later, I was scheduling an interview. Now, bear in mind, I've never interviewed anybody in my life. I have no broadcasting experience, but I did. My wife was walking by, and I said, hey, I need to create a name because this man won't be talking to me. So she said, how about Veritas? So that's how Veritas got created, and I love all the other topics, alternative health, what's poisoning us in the air, in the food, in the air we drink, the air we breathe. So every topic under the sun I discuss because nobody's discussing the truth. And it's funny how they call it alternative media, almost as if it's something that you have to get out of the mainstream in order for you to be able to be informed. And people cringe when you tell them, well, I do an alternative media show. What do you discuss? Well, I discuss conspiracies. I discuss the paranormal. And for some reason, everybody thinks that I'm crazy, but I'm not. You really wonder who the ones that are programmed are. And that's not to give you a very long story, that's how I started.
Yes, and just about St. Louis, George Norrie's from St. Louis there as well. And I was going to say, when you first started talking, I was saying, man, this guy sounds like George Norrie.
Well, I'm not from St. Louis. I was just traveling at the time around the United States in St. Louis, visiting some of my former clients. But I'm actually in Tucson, Arizona. But it's funny how you say that I sound a bit like George Norrie, because there are three people that I aspired to sound like. And growing up, I loved... I can't believe the name is escaping me, from the Twilight Zone, Rod Serling, Art Bell, and George Norrie. So I think that's a good combination of what I sound like.
Yeah, absolutely. I tend to go on with a little bit of the John Stewart, the Bill Hicks, the Lewis Black, George Carlin type road of it. And
love all of them.
And throw in there some basic media hacks, like there's this guy in New Zealand called John Campbell and all these other people. I don't know. I suppose I couldn't even nail it down, to tell you the truth, to a top three of people that I try to sound like. I guess I'm just kind of like this big amalgamation of all these different talk radio show hosts and all of that I've listened to and copied an aspect or a trait here or there that I found interesting.
That's right. Whoever says, hey, be yourself, that's very important for you to keep your own style, and you obviously do. I've been listening to you for the past couple of weeks, ever since this interview was scheduled, and I must say, I'm very impressed. You're a very young man, and it sounds like you had a previous life, because you bring a lot of wisdom to the table, and this information you discuss, and I discuss, is not that prevalent. And it really makes you wonder why people, as I said before, have to escape the matrix in order to get the real information.
Well, you don't even necessarily need to escape. I mean, the vast amount of knowledge that I acquired was over a 6-month period while working. I would come home each day after work, and I'd go through about maybe 2 documentaries, and I did that for about 6 months. So I'll be going through about 2 documentaries a day. So I watched several hundred documentaries in a very short space of time, ranging on all these different topics. So essentially, I gained a real aggregate of process knowledge, but unfortunately, I don't have the background research detail to back up those kind of things. That's why I have experts and guests on the show, so that my assumptions and connections that I've made in my mind with this general information that I've absorbed winds up being explained in detail. What really disturbs me now is that I've become incredibly cynical, and when I tell my cynical thoughts to these experts who have research behind them, they only confirm that what I had thought was actually already going on and had been going on for a very long time and was much worse than I originally thought in the first place. And so I get slightly more cynical as time progresses. I wonder what's going to happen.
It's part of the journey. You grow up, you're an empty canvas, and you start being part of the social construct. And you mentioned the internet. Now you have the ability to go to YouTube or listen to your show or my show. At the same time, it's a minefield out there, Vinny, as you probably know. The COINTELPRO, or the intelligence apparatus, not only in the United States but worldwide, pays attention to what people like you say, to what your guests say. And if there's a forum out there, when the people start commenting on the show they listened to last night, they immediately flood. And if the information is really relevant, then they start just putting their two cents, starting to derail the information that you're bringing. And yes, if your guests are telling you that if you're cynical and the information you're bringing out is what used to be or what is actually true, it's because we are made to be cynical. Some people say, Mel, what really woke you up? And I have to say, it was 9/11. It was years after 9/11, I was still towing the party line. Oh, yes, if those terrorists came and attacked us, we need to go out there and blow them to oblivion. But it wasn't until one of my brothers sent me, 3 or 4 years after 9/11, sent me a presentation of the Pentagon and how an airplane could not have crashed there. My first thought was, how dare you accuse or imply that our well-intended government had something to do with this? And I almost stopped talking to him for a few months. But in silence, Vinny, I started looking and looking and looking at the parallels between 9/11 and the Reichstag fire in Germany. And I came to the conclusion that that script continues today. 9/11 was the Reichstag fire. They had fatherland security. We have Homeland Security. They had the Fatherland Act, or the Enabling Act. We have the Patriot Act. That script, people think, oh, the Nazis lost the war. Yes, but they won the peace. And the script continues.
Well, I would say that they just simply changed venues. They're like, you know what? I think the Reichstag's just kind of a bit old and down. Even the new one we built is a bit crap now, considering it's being shelled by Russians. Perhaps we should move to the United States, where it's nice and where we haven't destroyed all the industry and where all the people are free and whatnot, so we can enslave them and use their power to destroy the world, just like we did before.
Unfortunately, our industry is gone. Some people say
now
yes.
It is.
Yeah, now it is. Now it is 40 years later, 50, 60 years later. That's one thing. I think World War III already happened, and not a bomb was dropped in the United States. All you need to do is go to cities that had an industrial base, and most of the manufacturing plants are empty. So everybody says, you know, we need to start buying American, at least in the United States. But nobody will buy American if he can be presented with an item that's 10 times cheaper manufactured in China. That's another issue we face in the United States with the economy. Our economy needs to change. We can no longer sustain the quantitative easings that the Fed continues to drop on us. I'm not sure if you're following that in up there in New Zealand.
Well, you know, the easing is certainly quantitative indeed, with quadrillions.
Right.
Ridiculous quantities of money. No. And in New Zealand, conveniently, we have one of those people who helped to ensure that the derivatives bubble grew. John Key, who was Merrill Lynch's appointee to the Federal Reserve Board, where he stood for 2 years in charge of their derivatives and currency trading. And this was just happened before before the massive financial crisis that swallowed up the whole world's economy. And so, you know, obviously, and such a person in a position to destroy global economy would certainly be the right man to be the leader of this country, if you want to run it into the ground, of course. And surely enough, he is doing it at the rate of, 350, probably some ridiculous amount of millions per week. He's borrowing. He's cutting all the public spend. I mean, basically, we're going the way of Greece, where all their politicians sold them out to the international banks. And now, when the austerity measures are really starting to kick in, people are starting to riot in the streets and go crazy because the bankers are taking control of every single asset that their country has that all their forefathers' taxes built, you know, and as they should be. And I don't think that the New Zealand populace is going to stand very long idly by while they watch everything getting ripped out from under them when they can't feed their families. And nor the United States. So whatever plan these New World Order, Nazi, migrant, Mongol-type scum have got, it conceivably can't work because they're just pissing too many people off, man. I mean, you don't walk into a party trying to become the life of the party by insulting everybody and stealing all their drinks out of the fridge, do you? But that's what these people are doing. And people are figuring it out one by one. Each and every person who gets screwed over by the system in some horrific way, it opens their eyes a bit. And it makes them really, really angry. And it makes them really interested, too. It makes them want to research and start websites and radio shows and get other people talking about it. You know, it's like the human race is some description of Hydra when attacked by tyranny. If you cut off somebody's head, two more rise in its place.
That's exactly right. And speaking to your producer a few weeks ago, he was mentioning an important fact that's coming very soon, the renewal of the radio licenses, not only in the United States, but around the world. And apparently this, a lot of it has been delegated to the United Nations. It really makes you wonder who will be allowed to continue in the airwaves. But yes, this is absolutely true. What's happening not only in Greece, but in Portugal, in Italy, in Spain. Many people ask me, do you think that we are going to go the way the Greeks are going? And yes, this is an internet.
We're going to go to break. Oh, we'll see you later, ladies and gentlemen. broadcasting live from the Stargate. Yeah, punching through into your universe from the other side of the radiated sphere known as Earth. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, live from the fabulous nuclear-free fluoride head capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the southern slave Pacific. My very special guest, Mel from VeritasShow.com, joins us back. And I mentioned the word Stargate, and apparently you've had some dude on your show talking about Stargates, and like your show, and in fact, I want to kind of spend this segment promoting the heck out of your show and giving out links and whatnot if we can, because you have interviewed an incredibly bunch of very, very interesting people. I presume Dr. Judy Woods included with that. Sure. And very interesting postulations and evidence of directed energy technologies being used on 9/11, and much, much weirder, as it turns out. Truth stranger than fiction, and you'll find out that all the films that you wind up seeing about aliens and weird underground government labs and technologies and experiments and mind control stuff, blah, 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 it's already been done in reality. Where do you think they got the ideas from? What they're doing is they're trying to condition you into accepting them as a reality, or at the very least laughing at people who talk about them being real and saying you've seen too many movies.
That's exactly what happens, Vinny. If I'm sure you growing up you watched some science fiction movies, so did I, and never in your mind you ever think that, oh no, this is just science fiction. But then you look up at the stars and you see the billions of stars, and it's the height of arrogance to say that we're the only ones here. But yes, recently I did a show on, by the way, hello to Dr. Judy Wood, because I think it's important to mention her. We were talking about 9/11, and she was one of the ones who really almost literally slapped me in the face, because I was towing the party line, listening to what some of the mainstream media was saying. And as you know, there's a very important quote from Lenin that says the best way to deal with the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And when you see a lot of those researchers out there that are presented in mainstream media, it makes you wonder why people like Dr. Judy Wood is not interviewed by others. I know you've had her on. I've had her on. Another few brave people have. I like to consider all perspectives. That's why I deal with 9/11. That's why I deal with alternative health. That's why I deal with paranormal and UFOs, because that's all part of the plan. And when you go to a party and you mention UFOs, everybody looks at you, oh, but that's just science fiction, or that's because Hollywood is saying it. Recently, we saw the movies Stargate. I mean, a few years ago. Now they have plenty of TV series out there. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was just watching one of the Stargate TV series, just one night, I never do, and I thought, wow, look at that. That ship is going inside the sun and coming out. I don't know if you're in New Zealand, you're watching NASA and the SOHO images, but recently we've seen some objects, some of them the size of Earth, going in and out of the sun. And then when I watched that episode of Stargate, I said, wow, I wonder if this is true, and I wonder what William Henry would say about this. He's a great researcher. The next day, next morning, I was ready to fill my spot for the week. I get an email from William Henry saying, Mel, I would love to come on your show and talk about ancient Stargates. How did that happen? There are certain things in life that you cannot explain. But apparently, Stargates were placed here by the ancient ones, and he has some great research about it. If you go to a movie theater, first thing you do, or you should do, is look at the emergency exits in case there's a fire. You know how to get out. Or perhaps the ancient ones came here, placed those Stargates around the planet in case there's a cataclysm coming. There's a way to preserve the human race. I know, you listen to this and you think, this is all bunk, this is all science fiction. But what if it's not?
Well, you know, that's the same argument, though, that the climate changers use, you know. It's just like we should react and carbon tax everybody to death and sacrifice ourselves to save Gaia. Because the Earth's about to end, and even if there isn't any science, what if there is? But I understand what you mean. because there is a lot of ancient stuff that's being unearthed, even as much as recently, some 700-foot pyramid was found in Bosnia. And you can have a look at pyramidofthesun.com, and it just looks like this pyramid-shaped hill in Bosnia. You know, it was covered over with soil and vegetation and everything over goodness knows how long. It's older than the Pyramid of Giza. And we're unearthing these things even today as we speak. So how much do we not know about our origins? And when that question I pose is mentioned, first thing that really occurs to me is the Library of Alexandria. Mm-hmm. All the world's history, all the ancient tomes, scrolls, everything in the known world that was written down was put into that library in Egypt, and the Romans burned it so that we would never know our past. And that just grates me something chronic. Because imagine where we'd be as a society now if we knew where we came from.
And I don't buy it for a second that the information just got wiped out in the burning of the Library of Alexandria. I tend to think that a lot of the controllers of this world, especially the Vatican, they have very, very big vaults down there, and they really almost pooped in their pants in the 1940s when the Dead Sea Scrolls were found, because a lot of the information that was there could be jeopardizing the entire business that's called the Roman Catholic religion. I hope I'm not offending people. I was a Roman Catholic for a long time, but I realized that the teachings that were supposedly were given by Jesus Christ were completely turning to a business. But speaking of guests that provide great information, I recently had Dr. Paul LaViolette on. He talks about anti-gravity. He talks about he mailed a lot of reports to NASA explaining how they could save lives in the space shuttle by electrifying the shuttle's wings. And upon reentry, he did the same thing with the airlines during when the economy started going bad, to save 70% of fuel consumption for airlines. He found a way to electrify the wings. Well, he was ignored every time. During the show I did with them, we were talking about anti-gravity and how you could build an anti-gravity machine at home. Every time we would say a word like that, we would get disconnected. So we got disconnected over 25 times. So it's going to happen to you too, Vinny. You're going to strike a chord.
Well, don't worry. I mean, I have trouble paying my internet bills. I have no problem not being disconnected up to 25 times. But getting off on the side joke, I wanted to tell you a knock knock joke. Knock knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting seagull.
Interrupting seagull who?
All right, back to the show.
By the way, you have a lot of very smart. You have a very smart audience. I'm looking at the chat room here, and they're all talking about the relevant topics: subquantum kinetics. What else? Wow, I'm impressed with your audience.
Well, you know, I don't know why they listen to me. I think my audience is kind of those people who've woken up to the truth, but gotten really ticked off at it and are looking for a way to deal with it. And they listen to, radio show hosts in the morning. They get real angry and depress the living Shiite Muslim out of them. And then they listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show in the afternoon so that they can deal with it. For the lighter side of genocide. I believe that's a service that really needs to be there for everybody, because everybody needs a bit of levity amid all this chaos and freaking madness. In my opinion, I could be wrong.
Absolutely. And let me just ask and say, let's take Fukushima, for example. Some other people call it a different name, Fukushima. But anyway, it really makes you wonder, if in 1986 we had Chernobyl, and less than a week after Chernobyl, we detected radioactive isotopes in the milk in New York City, and Fukushima keeps spewing for months now. Whoever says that this is not going to be affecting us worldwide, it's just, I remember growing up, flying. I remember how in planes you could actually smoke. And you could be sitting in the non-smoking section, And right in front of you, the next seat over, was a smoking section. Almost as if thinking, okay, you're not going to breathe the smoke. The same thing is happening with Fukushima. And I guess this time you're lucky because you're in the southern hemisphere, aren't you?
Yeah. But unfortunately, the entire Pacific Ocean's now contaminated. So
exactly.
We're screwed anyway. Doesn't matter. All of our food source, because New Zealand really thrives on its fisheries. Being an island nation, you'd have to expect that. But my concern is what's going to happen to the food supply of all the people in the other very extremely small Pacific islands where they don't have any landmass to grow clean food on.
Exactly. Yeah, the Pacific Islanders all the way west of Hawaii. I have to tell you, I think those in control, and I don't mean to sound conspiratorial, but all you have to do is go back to last year. I covered the BP oil spill here in the United States. And I have no doubt that that was orchestrated, it was engineered. All you have to do is follow the money. Who benefited from that disaster? And still
Halliburton.
Right now, Halliburton, they bought a company that was known for putting out the fires in the first Iraq war, and then now
oil
here,
fires, yeah.
Exactly, oil fires.
They were called Boots and Coots, the world's largest oil and disaster cleanup crew. And Halliburton bought them 11 days before the rig, which they were supplying the concrete reinforcements for, blew up in a spectacular 11 days!
Yes, and what happened afterwards, actually days before the disaster happened or was created, Tony Hayward, the CEO for BP, sold his shares of majority of his shares of BP and paid off his mansion in Kent, England. I mean, come on. If you're a CEO of a company, would you be selling all your shares if oil is doing just fine? You have a very important career. You know, these people obviously knew what was happening.
Yep, absolutely. Didn't he sell like a third of his stock?
I think he sold two-thirds of his stock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he wasn't the only BP exec to do this, so I hear.
No.
It seems entirely premeditated. And incidentally, I had reports of Blackwater, now known as Z, after they've been bought by Monsanto, after Monsanto did a big merger with Microsoft. Oh, I just love that. Private security, genetic engineering companies and massive surveil on everything you do companies doing a big merger. I can't see any wrong in that. apparently Blackwater operatives were seen on the frickin' drill platform and they left moments before it exploded. And I can't remember exactly where that came into it and I can't confirm the source on that. Did you hear about that at all?
Of course I did. And not only that, but days before, Wells Fargo and some of the other big banks sold the majority of their BP holdings. You don't sell, folks, you don't sell the majority of your holdings just like that unless you have some kind of inside information. So whoever is telling you that this is just an accident, it's not. I still get every couple of weeks email from people near the Gulf talking about how some people are dying. This is totally underreported. It almost makes you feel, ever since Katrina, if they, I put they in quotes, if they're trying to get rid of the people in that area of the Gulf in order to do whatever they want to do with the Gulf oil and just not have to explain to anybody, you know, because sometimes you have people that want to build a shopping center and all of a sudden somebody says, oh, well we can't do that because there's a bird in extinction that resides in that area. So I wonder if they want to get rid of all those people in that area in order to perhaps, I don't know, make it a tourism mecca, build hotels in that area.
Yeah. And another thing is going to be great for the big oil companies is that they can also pollute as much as they want, because as long as the Gulf Coast area is evacuated because all the communities are coming down with Corexit 9500, one of the most toxic chemicals known to man,
yes,
in their blood by the tens of thousands. And every time it rains, apparently, there's oil slicks in the street because that oil slick is still coming up out of the ground, so I hear. There's some Russian dude who was hired to go down and take a look at the seabed around the wellhead that was spewing copious quantities of oil into the Gulf. And he found out that the seabed itself had cracked in up to 19 different places and up to like 50 kilometers away. And there's oil and volcanic material still gushing out of that. A lot of people still don't know that you're 5 miles down underwater and then a further mile down under the ground beneath that. And then what they've done is they've punched through a dike, a lava tube that has gone along the base of the molten rock laterally, and beneath that, an enormous oil reserve the size of the North American continent, okay? And that is what is spewing out. The volcanic material is due to a punctured lava tube mixing with all this gargantuan supply of oil that'll keep coming out forever, conceivably. And it'll be the most contaminated place on Earth, if not already, unlike my kitchen. And we'll be right back after the break. Some more disastrous talk with Mel Fabregas from VeritasShow.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Perculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Perculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Perky water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Weekdays.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming.
Welcome back.
Was a loser, now will be later to win.
To the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Oh yeah. Welcome back, everyone. And my very special guest, Mel Fabregas, is just absolutely, I'm flabbergasted by Fabregas. And I'm gonna try and make as many word jokes out of your name as I can, probably, so it makes you stick in your mind if you joke about something, I find. And I find it difficult because when you've got, where is your name from, by the way?
The name is actually Melquiades, which is Greek. It's like Melchizedek. But nobody can pronounce it, so I say Mel.
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek. Melquiades is the actual derivative. Yes.
Melquiades. Melquiades.
Melquiades. That's right.
Okay. All right, Melquiades. Have you got some tzatziki?
But I so very much, and I love your humor, by the way. During these chaotic times and doing the shows that we do, I joke once in a while, but you know, I love it that you can mix the humor with these serious topics, because if we don't, then what's going to be of us? I mean, if you listen to dire news day in and day out, we were talking about the BP oil spill, folks. And you know that BP was going to be charged $4,300 per barrel spilled. And they, as you know, were millions of barrels. And in case anyone wonders, why is it that they use Corexit? And it's just to make that oil disappear and go down to the bottom of the ocean. And they would have had to pay over $20 billion. But how easy is for a company like that to just file bankruptcy, transfer their assets into something else, and, you know, keep on going? And this week alone, we've had a few spills in the United States. We had one in a big river. China just had a big one today, too. Now, what is it going to take? And if it's not the oil, it's nuclear power plants. And
they're contaminating.
Yes.
They are deliberately contaminating all the big water sources and all of that kind of stuff so that all the population worldwide will die off. I think the gloves have come off. I think the New World Order has started the global kill off in its end game. I think that they're pushing for world government by the end of this year or something like that or whatever, man, that they really have started to contaminate everything.
Somebody from your chat room asked a very important question. Mel, what's the most mind-blowing thing you've heard? And I've heard many, many that I cannot share because I was promised not to share until, you know, eventually. But one thing that I did hear, I had the opportunity to meet with a Native American person in the United States. And I asked them because they're very in tune with nature and the Mayan calendar and 2012. And I said, you know, what's up with this 2012? Is this real or is this just propaganda to spread fear? And he said this to me. If something happens in 2012, it's because it's created by man. That's why Bechtel, which is a company, used to be one of my clients as well. They've been building underground facilities for decades. It really makes you wonder if the trillions of dollars that have been lost in the United States were used for that purpose. But he said to me, if something happens, it's going to be because of them. And it's a great plan to thin the herd. And if you can thin the herd that way, it's all plausible deniability. If Fukushima, if Fukushima was created, if the BP oil spill was created, if the poison in the air via chemtrails is created, years down the road, you're not going to get killed immediately. It's going to come out later in life. And then the cancers, just like the aspartame, people drinking Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and all these soda products and MSG in your food, this stuff is not coming out immediately. It kills you later. And then guess what? You're going to go to the doctor. They say you have cancer. And these are the options. But nobody's pointing the finger at 20 years before, oh, this is what cost it. Same thing with the H1N1, the swine flu vaccine last year. Our own doctor, one of the assistants there, the son was in Iraq, came back from Iraq. He was a Marine, 23 years old, came back for a visit, went to the doctor, got the swine flu vaccine. In less than 24 hours, he was spilling, he was vomiting blood. And now he's a paraplegic. So please don't tell me there's a correlation between vaccines and all the issues that people are facing. The only difference between now and before, because the swine flu vaccine was also spread out in 1976, is that now you have absolutely no recourse to sue the pharmaceutical companies. Back then you did, not anymore. So it seems that every avenue that we have to protect ourselves is being curtailed by these controllers.
Kind of like these people are using the Book of Revelations, not as prophecy, but as a playbook.
Yes.
As a script, you know, to just convince everybody who really believes in the scripture, in the script, that it's really going on. Okay. It's like a real world movie. And this is the script that is being played out. It's being done so that people, rather than intervening, noticing that it's real life, that they can make a difference and they can change the script, they sit back and just watch the movie, excited to see what happens next.
Exactly. And we go back to May 1st. It really, I hate to sound condescending, but there were hundreds of thousands of people here in the United States that were following this man, I forgot his name, the one who said that rapture was going to occur on May 1st. And one thing I did say on my show, watch it. Nothing's going to happen. And then he's going to change the date to somewhere down the road. Well, there's a great researcher out there with the name of Carl Johan Kalman who talks about the end of the Mayan calendar being in November of this year. Well, this man in the south of the United States now has adopted that date, maybe saying, well, let me just piggyback into what these alternative researchers are saying. Maybe finally I'll hit it.
Well, you know, and I think this is what's happening here. And you wanted to talk about being condescending. Some people really deserve it. Like the TSA or they're the pedophile version of the USA, basically. If you are a small child or a beautiful woman, oh boy, are you going to share some very, very close-knit encounters with these devilishly debonair agents of the TSA. All you have to do is conveniently book your flight at any US airport, and when selected for a naked body scanner, say no, and then you'll get felt up by a very, very suave officer who could take you home tonight in fisticuffs.
Sorry, I had to mute the microphone. I couldn't hold on my laughter there. But as my friend Adrian Salbucci says, if you go to the airport in the United States, you're actually entering Nazi Germany. You open the door, and the first thing is, papers, please. And then you have the X-ray machine, and then you have the pat-downs. I remember back in November, I went to L.A. to do a segment for the History Channel. And on the way back, that was the day where they were implementing the X-ray machines. Thank you, Mr. Secretary Chertoff. Because of you, we have that now. But anyway, the line was about 2 hours long. So it's a good thing that I got to the airport early. And I was looking around and looking at the people thinking, my gosh, we're like cows going to the slaughterhouse. Nobody says anything. So I could have said something, but I had to Aikido the moment. I had to remain calm and just do as they were saying. As I was approaching the X-ray machine, I didn't know that I could opt out. Well, I didn't opt out. I actually went through it. And you can actually feel the heat up and down. Then you have to turn your body. They do it again. You feel the heat. Imagine doing that every single day. When you go to the dentist or to the doctor and they have to take an X-ray of you, what happens? Everybody leaves the room. So it really makes you wonder what happens to people that are traveling on a daily basis, all those airline employees. But, you know, I thought that if I do the X-ray, I was not going to be going through the pat-down. Well, guess what? That day, they were doing both. So I had to go through both. So Nazi Germany, it doesn't spit you out until you get to your destination and they open those automatic doors and you get to your taxi. That's when you kind of go back to regular society. But once again, our President Obama, who promised so much change, and I usually don't talk about politics during my show that much, but so much change promised. The Patriot Act has been extended. Now, I remember that he said that at the end of 2011, we would be withdrawing every single troop from Iraq. Guess what? Today, we're staying in Iraq permanently. We have the largest U.S. embassy in the world. You can fill several football stadiums. It's bigger than the United Nations, but three times the United Nations. So we can go on and on and on.
Exactly. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, by all means, don't listen to us. Just go back and vote change you can beg for in the street. O'Berry 2012. That'll be the ticket, ladies and gentlemen. And four more years of extremely expensive government and more New World Order swine. And don't pick anybody else. That'll be good for you. Just go to your soft kill mart, load up your little trolley full of icicle death grip pops and and Monsanto produce that has extra seeds in it that are that manifest their own aluminium resistant insecticide so that bugs won't eat it. But apparently it's safe for human consumption. It depends, of course, whether or not you call yourself human or a petri dish, because it's not good for you or tested or safe in any way, shape or form, and it's going to mutate the Shiite Muslim out of your genetic code. Haven't you ever seen all the movies about all this kind of genetic manipulation and what happens when science goes running away with itself? It's not a good movie. It's a horror movie. And unfortunately, it's also a reality documentary made by Vinnie Eastwood. And we'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag, like to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
What we need. Well, a little bit of peace and love and the harmony, etc., etc. If you believe in peace, if you believe in love, then what the heck are you voting for? Because doesn't it just perpetually create more war, suffering, taxation, and the further insolvency of your country? That's what you do by voting, is you give your consent to having your crap thieved off you. maybe that's me being cynical again, but perhaps that's the only real conclusion, isn't it? Because it was a big shell game to begin with. Dance a whole frickin' bunch of puppets around. We'll control all the sides and we'll let people decide which of those sides we control rules over them. For a couple of years, with dictatorial total control and no checks and balances. And then we'll ask them to tick another few boxes a couple of years later. And they think that everything will change for the better. Aren't they stupid? I couldn't believe the level of stupidity of mainstream media when I go up and ask them questions. They're journalists, okay? They're trained. I'm not trained at all. I don't possess a lick of training, but I've got a heck of a lot of experience. These people know nothing about anything. Literally, they're morons. It's unbelievable. And these are the people that are feeding BS to the public. So you've got morons informing a public of generally and what I'd consider to be intelligent and empathetic people, a whole lot of tripe, so that they'll just get so frustrated with what's being reported that they'll stop caring. And sure enough, what we have is an intelligent, empathetic population that's conveniently apathetic enough to not care about anybody else. I hate that so much. And I wish that it would change. And I'm not sure if that kind of society can ever be brought about. If there's ever some kind of mechanism to do that kind of thing. However, I'll probably die trying to find out. As will probably my very special guest, who's about to be loaded into a cattle car and shipped to a FEMA camp near you. It's Mel Fabregas. Welcome back, mate.
By the way, you said that perfectly there, Fabregas. Anyways, what you said is so true and so important that when you turn on the TV, if you ever want to get some of the news, which you don't, by the way, you can only get the real news by listening to people like Vinny or I, but journalism really does not exist anymore. Right now, you are told what to investigate. You are told what to report. When you see the talking heads talking, they're reading from a teleprompter most of the time. So you know that whatever they're telling you, it's being fed. I hate to go back to 9/11 again, but you remember how the reporters were talking about, yes, and Building 7 has come down, and it was still behind them. So obviously they're reading something. And you were mentioning politics and the great change that we are experiencing here. When you have about 18% of our elected officials, Congress, namely Congress, 18% approval rating. So what happens if you have that kind of approval rating at your job? You get fired. But no, they get reelected 93% of the time. And I asked one of my guests, I think it was Jim Marsh. I said, why, Jim, why is this happening? And he said, well, because you have your congressman or congresswoman, and most of them are crooks. They're bought by the lobbyists. But because they bring some money back from the one that has been stolen from your city, they are your crook. So leave my crook alone. I'll vote back for my crook. But still, I'm going to vote and say that Congress has a very low approval rating, number one. Number two, we only have two political parties. Yes, we have the independents. Yes, we have the libertarians. It does not matter. You have two political parties, the left and the right. It's just the oldest trick of the trade, divide and conquer. Here, we have almost 50% of the people voting one side and 50% on the other. So with this scenario, things will never change. And unless people start standing up and stop blogging, instead of blogging, do something about it, nothing will change. Did I lose you, Vinny?
No, you didn't. I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about the politics, and one of my listeners called me up last night. And we talked for about nearly an hour and a half. And one of the topics that came up was, how exactly are we supposed to support any political party, like even the good ones that are run by people that we know personally, that are even well-financed and well-organized, who are campaigning on platforms of getting rid of the elite banking system in our country, stopping the illegal taxation on our income, and that kind of thing. They will never, and I think you probably agree with me, they will never get elected. It's impossible, okay, because the entire system is rigged. The population is too brainwashed. You don't have enough counter-brainwashing technology to counteract. How much propaganda will be thrown at you? You can convince the public if you simply have more sophisticated techniques of convincing people to vote for you, and also disproving unequivocally any of the false accusations that are thrown at you instantly while everybody sees you being accused at the same time. Because if you get accused and then you take more than a minute to respond or something like that, that's basically, oh, you're trying to hide something, and you'll get derailed once as well. You know, like the whole tide is set against you. You literally have to build a sandcastle on a beachfront while you're under heavy artillery attack and the tide is coming in. That is the political establishment, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to make a beachhead, you had best be supported extremely well already before you even announce your candidacy. You know, these kind of campaigns that win, and you'll have isolated people that'll win in small elections, by-elections, things like that, where small communities can rally together and they actually do have the ability to talk to all of their neighbours. And word of mouth is far more effective than any amount of television advertising, dollar for dollar, minute for minute. Okay? Bear in mind that you telling somebody the truth is far more powerful than 100 times of them being lied to on the media. So it's your responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter if you have a radio show or a YouTube channel or a website. Anybody can do these things. But it's ultimately, it's the person on the street. It's the people talking to their family members and their community leaders, their librarians, their cafe owners, et cetera, you know. Run in. Drop them a DVD and say, hey, bro, watch this. You'll love it. You know, you'll wake them up. Your community and all the people that you interact with on a daily basis is simply ripe for this kind of information. Everybody loves a good intrigue. Everybody loves a good conspiracy. And everybody likes to be entertained. And I find the conspiracy world, knowing that we're all going to be exterminated in some blood holy fire of the New World Order satanic ritual cult masters, quite fun indeed every day. You know, I get out of my bed in the morning and it's freaking cold and I go, oh, mate, you know what makes me feel warm and toasty? The fires of hell spewing forth out of the television each morning when I get updated by the news. And it's the same news when you turn it on at 6 p.m. at night, by the way, and it hasn't changed. So by the time the people are arriving home at night to get informed about what's happened in the day, people everywhere can already know, right? That's how lame the mainstream media is. That's why the alternative media is just so awesome. Like the Veritas show, for example, Mel.
Well, first of all, you remind me of somebody who left us at a very young age, unfortunately. Somebody who I admired a lot with the name of Bill Hicks. And you probably remember how in one of his stand-up comedies, he referred to a U.S. president being elected, going to the White House in January of the year after they're elected, and taken to the special room and having the intelligence apparatus showing the movie where President Kennedy gets shot and asking the president, any questions, Mr. President? And I think that's what happens. You have a candidate that perhaps, and I'm going to give him one last time the benefit of the doubt. You know, I know I'm going to get some eggs thrown, and tomatoes thrown at my face right now. But let's say that President Obama really had intentions, really genuine intentions of getting us out of all the wars and improving the economy, all the rest of it. Well, nothing has happened. It has actually turned worse. And it may be because the power of the lobbyists, the power of those who control. Because as you mentioned earlier in the show, this is a hydra, folks. The corporatocracy is what really rules this world. We think, oh my God, the New World Order is coming. We keep looking at the New World Order coming. It's already here. The corporation rules the world. Who rules disease? Well, the pharmaceutical companies. At least in the United States, we haven't found a cure for a major disease since the 1950s. That was polio. Why? Because there's no money to be made when you find the cure for something. That's why here, when you have somebody who's diagnosed with cancer, they're about $875,000 worth. I've interviewed people who can take care of that for $20 a year. And of course, the FBI has a hit on one of them. And I cannot talk too much about it. You can go to my website and listen further about this. But I talk to people like that all the time. I spoke to a Dr. Betty Martini late last year, Vinny. She was diagnosed with cancer the same day, 25 years before, when her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mother died. Well, she went to the oncologist, and they said, well, we need to start giving you chemo and this and that. And she said, no, I'm not doing that. So she found some herbs. And those herbs, in less than 60 days, cured her completely of the cancer. What happened? Well, the FDA found out about that. They went after the people who were growing the herbs. They burned the fields, and they made the herbs illegal in the United States. Now, tell me, who controls the country? And same thing with the BP oil spill. Why didn't the United States send some Army Corps of Engineers there immediately after it happened? They let it go and go and go. Somebody was in control, and it was not our government.
Well, you're absolutely right. This is where the shadow government comes into play. Whatever the government is talking about, just imagine what are they trying to actually accomplish, because they deny with their mouths what they're doing with their hands.
That's exactly right. It's basically being puppets. And, you know, when you do a show like this, and I do it on the internet only, I would like to keep it that way. Because as Jordan Maxwell says, and you probably know who Jordan is, when people hear you, nothing happens. But when people listen to you, that's when they come after you. Now, well, we really don't know what Obama thinks. We just know what the establishment wants us to think. That's what it is.
I don't know about you, but I don't care what Obama thinks, nor do I care what his entire cabinet thinks.
Sure.
All I care about is what Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers and all of those massive banking corporations that have shares in the Fed thinks. They're the true rulers of America. Whoever has the blessing of the Federal Reserve Board shall have the cup of the covenant of the fash of the United States. Now, those of you who don't know what a fash is, and it comes from the word fascism, which is, among many other isms, ism everywhere, no one stops to think. But incidentally, a fash is a two-headed axe, and it's got two heads on either end. And wrapped around the handle of this long axe is a bunch of sticks all tied up. That is called a fash. And if you have a look at the U.S. Congress and House of Representatives, guess what's on both sides of the big podium where the president of the Senate and all of the speakers and officials sit, including the president himself, Barack H. O'Barry, our Lord and Savior. There's a fash on both sides of it. Why do you think it's there? You know, you think they just say, oh, this looks pretty and macabre. Let's put it up in the places where our politicians decide our fate. That'll make it really nice and rosy. And people go, oh, it's a design. It's just, you know, it's a common design. It's like, really? How many houses have you... I mean, have you seen that at Pottery Barn, Mother Effa?
That's true. What you're saying is absolutely true. It's just, honestly, it's just an illusion. You know, people who go to, and I was talking to you about this during the break, we have this great expectation every 4 years that we're going to be electing our new president, November of 2012, for example. And everybody just rallies and listens to the left or to the right. And we have the illusion of going and electing the person that we want. But first of all, folks, these candidates that you see there debating were not elected. They were anointed. If the establishment does not want them there, they will not be there. Okay, there's a few exceptions, and people talk about Ron Paul being one of them. But, you know, why is it that when you watch Ron Paul on the news, you see how he always comes down as the last one, but then you go to the internet websites, and he's always winning. We have Diebold, the company that manufactures those computers that you see not only in banks, in your ATM machines, but also the voting machines. They have a backdoor security flaw that allows anybody to go in and change the data. Do we have to go back to paper voting? I don't know. They'll find a way to change that too. But please understand that when you go to elect somebody, you are not electing. You're just basically, I hate to sound apathetic and to the point where people say, well, if you don't vote, somebody else will make the decision for you. But just look at the trends in the past few elections in the United States. And I'm willing to bet the same thing happens in Western society, in Australia, in New Zealand, and in Europe.
Boycott! Boycott! This whole frickin' system is a sham. And I don't want to have any part of it. And ladies and gentlemen, you should join United We Strike broadcast as well on the weekends. We'll be right back at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Eastwood Show. It's on American Freedom Radio. And incidentally, the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. welcome back to Mel Fabregas from the United States and the VeritasShow.com. Just VeritasShow.com, incidentally, where you can get via subscription. And also, there's a lot of stuff that's, I assume, has been pirated by your listeners and put out on YouTube, but I don't think you mind about that, do you, Mel?
Well,
I would encourage, anyway, I would encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to subscribe and, I don't know, give the guy some money because he does a pretty awesome show and it's well worth it. Unlike the subscription for my show, which I can honestly tell you is not worth the money you give it, and you'd have to be an incredibly generous person to subscribe and really want to support Guerrilla Media and the Vinnie Eastwood Show through to the tracks of hell. And considering I'm living in the largest city in New Zealand, Auckland, hell's not just that far away. In fact, I can see it when I look out my window in the morning. Now, Mel, see... Speaking of looking at hell when you look out your window in the morning, how is it in the continental U.S.? You know, day-to-day life isn't really any different as much as it has been. There's not people like begging for change in the street or massive tent cities around where you are, eh?
No. And I heard you mention with George Noria a few days ago that even the government is saying they need to cool it with the fluoride in the water. But folks, if you haven't heard, there's some effort out there that in addition, not as a replacement, but in addition to fluoride, they want to put lithium in your water because it's proven to reduce crime and reduce suicides. So there you have it. You know, a couple of more things that they will do to you so they can pacify you. I remember back, and hey, once again, I go back to 9/11 because that's when I really woke up, Vinny. And I remember the day after, a Canadian reporter was interviewing Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. And they were asking him, Mr. Secretary, what are you going to do if there's another attack? How are you going to be able to control the panic? And he said, and this video completely wiped out the day after, you could never see it again. He said, no problem. We have it all taken care of. We have aerosolized Valium and Prozac to pacify the masses if we have to. What are chemtrails, folks? Look at the chemtrails. Have you ever wondered what in the world they're spraying? What if there's elections coming up? Or if people are really pissed off in the city?
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Does aluminum, barium, or strontium get used at any point in the manufacture of psychotropic drugs?
That's a very good question. Let's ask a person who works in the pharmaceutical industry, but I can tell you that aluminum, but first of all, those things that you mentioned, strontium is highly radioactive, barium gives you cancer, and aluminum is going to make you dumb. It's going to give you Parkinson's. It's going to create all sorts of mental illnesses. And it makes you wonder when we use the word zombies for people who are out there looking. If you're driving, you see them in this gaze. And basically, they're almost asleep at the wheel. Now, what's happening over your heads, it's really, really not a contrail. Those of you who continue to say it's just condensation, please wake up. There's plenty of information out there. I've interviewed several people who have told me how this got created and what the purpose is and how it's affecting our water and how it's affecting agriculture. Go to Hawaii. There's people there who have organic farms who want it to be completely off the grid, independent, sovereign. And they get there and they build this great farm. And now the soil is becoming so alkaline. And people think alkaline is good. Yeah, it's good for us, the human being, but it's not good for the soil. The soil needs to be acidic. Okay, they're losing a lot of the crops, and the common denominator is they're seeing all those planes, and they're flying north to south. And if you've been to Hawaii or to Asia, you know that planes go east to west, not north to south in Hawaii, and that's what's happening there. And like this, it's happening not only here, it's happening over your neck of the woods too, Vinny.
Yeah, and just a comment on our Facebook group here. Poor New Zealand, constantly getting raped by earthquakes. And I say, yeah, man, James Bond is apparently on his way down here because New Zealand knows how to make his martinis just the way he likes them. You know.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's absolutely. Maybe that's in poor taste.
No, that's okay. But during the break, you and I were talking about how people just live in this mindset right now. People think that they're free. Just because you choose the color of your car or the flavor of your pizza, that doesn't mean you're free, folks. You have to understand slavery, not only in the United States, but in other parts of the world, was never abolished. It was just transformed into the 9-to-5 matrix. I mean, just imagine that the day has 24 hours. You have 8 hours to work, 8 hours to sleep. And what do you do the next 8 hours? You pay the bills, you clean the house, and basically, if you have a minute left, then you spend it with your family. No wonder things are the way they do, and there's so much stress out there. You know, people say you have to really work hard to have a lot of things. I think the richest person is not the one that has the most, but the one who needs the least.
Well, I'm not sure. A lot of people say that money can't buy happiness, but they neglect the fact that neither can poverty.
That is true. But there's people out there, Vinny, there's people out there, for example, in India who are members of the lowest caste. And I've talked to people who have been there, and because that's the world they know, they live very happy doing what they do. And they have the richest people. I know one who is worth $2 billion, had properties left and right, and he was just at the cusp during the economy boom a few years ago. Well, when he crashed, he lost his wife, he lost his kids, and he basically committed suicide because he could not face the fact that the value that people put in him, how did they define him because of the money and the accomplishments he's made were now gone. He could not look forward to another day living, and he committed suicide. So that just gives you an example of how simple life doesn't have... Yeah, I see what you mean. And would you rather be somebody who's begging on the street, or would you rather be a person driving the latest model? Well, it depends.
Well, it's becoming sort of like this technological warfare, right? And there's a whole lot of things in play here. And what really gets me, Mel, is the sort of emotional damage that you kind of take on if you do want to actually continue along this path on which we're going, because you do draw a lot of criticism when you talk about things that we do. And I'm not saying I necessarily believe or support necessarily anything you've said or even that I've said, because I often am relying on other sources and whatnot. I'm fully open here. I have no idea exactly what is going on at all times and know all the facts and figures and whatnot. You know, I don't know very much, right? But I always say that the person who thinks he knows everything obviously knows nothing. And the person who thinks he knows nothing probably knows enough.
Beware of the person who says that they have the answers. Go and listen to the person who's looking for the answers. That's why I always say, when people say to me, when I went to do the History Channel segment, they said, so what's your expertise? What are you an expert on? And I said, I'm not an expert in anything. I basically am a truth seeker. And we're very privileged to be able to interview the people that we do, because I see life like this. Somebody asked me the other day, what's your goal in doing this show? And my goal is to one day, when I'm no longer living, my goal is to see a wall that's completely empty. On the floor, I have millions of pieces of apostle, and or thousands of pieces of apostle. And every week when I interview somebody, I take one of those pieces and I pin it on the wall. And hopefully one day, I'll be able to recognize that picture and get most of the truth. For who? For the children, or for the children's children. Because if you depend on the mainstream media to get the information about your health, to get the information about your safety, then you're just going to die. That's basically literally, I cannot tell you more than that. People say, oh, if you want to diet, just consume sugar-free stuff. Right now, they have aspartame in children's medicine. They have fluoride in infants' water.
Oh, but they don't call it aspartame anymore, didn't you know? Because a lot of people don't like them. No. It sounds much nicer than that now. A lot of people didn't like the name aspartame because they thought of aspartame and it linked it with brain cancer and people going blind and people having debilitating stomach cramps and poor health and people not being able to sleep and narcolepsy, things like that. But now they call it or Amino Sweet.
Amino Sweet. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Because it's only just basically two completely artificially designed replicants of two regular amino acids that exist in the body. All right, that's all that it is, and it's very, very sweet. Oh, yeah, that's great. And it's incidentally also the excrement of an incredibly radioactive bacteria or something ridiculous. Like, I forget where the source of actual aspartame was, but it's enough for me to know that every single lab rat that was tested with it died.
All you have to do is ask, although he won't tell you, Michael J. Fox. Everybody knows who Michael J. Fox is, Hollywood star. He was the spokesperson for Diet Pepsi for years. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's at the age of 30, and he had to wait 7 years before it was so obvious that he could not control himself and his you know, the nervous tics that he had. After 7 years, he finally admitted that he had Parkinson's. He was addicted to Diet Pepsi. So, yes, Amino Sweet, and then you have Splenda, and you know, all you have to do is try to give your pet. I'm not trying to tell you to give your pet and enforce it, but put some of this in your pet's food, and believe me, they won't touch it. If you find an anthill, put some of this stuff around it, they'll just run for their lives. So, and another thing, now they're substituting all these names with the word natural flavors. So, if I have a bag of chips, and then you have to call the company. If you ever have you seen when you go somewhere and you, if you want an explanation for something, you need to write to corporate. Well, the same thing is now. You have to call them or ask them to see what it is. Since hardly anybody bothers to find out what natural flavors means, well, they guess what? They have green light to put whatever the heck they want into your food.
Yep. And that's why I've just come up with a new name now for a supermarket. It's in fact a soft kill market, because that's what it all is. You go through every single aisle, every single thing that you can buy, pretty much, you know, a few exceptions maybe, is either wrapped in or contains something that is toxic, poisonous, and will result in a lot of debilitating chronic illnesses later on in life if you don't ingest enough, basically good stuff to flush it all out of your system, mainly water, fresh water without fluoride in it. The only way that fluoride can enter into the environment without contaminating it is the reason why they can't dump it legally, except into water supplies, of course. Is because it can only enter into the environment safely if it's filtered through human kidneys. Because that way, all the fluoride gets stuck in your body and your bones, and not in the pristine environment. Now, isn't that good for the planet? Isn't that loving and green? I think so.
But let's tell the people how the whole fluoride thing came along. You know, some industrialist, I think it was in the United States, said, you know, it costs millions of dollars to dispose of this byproduct of manufacturing, which is fluoride. And they basically went to local governments and said, this is what we have here. I know that you're looking at ways to pacify the masses. We can give you all this fluoride. We don't have to pay a penny. Or actually, it was the other way around. The government went to them. Why don't you give us all that byproduct? We'll dump it in the water supply. And everybody is going to have their teeth are going to be shining white and strong. You go to the dentist and they tell you that you need to have, you know, fluoride in your water, fluoride toothpaste and this and that. But that goes directly to your brain. It goes into your pineal gland, which is something so important. But you were talking about how we, you know, we survive in this world today. It's controlled obsolescence. You know, if you go back into the 1930s, What was the average lifespan then? 50-some? Now the average lifespan is 80-some?
No. That's not true, actually. That's kind of like a congruent thing of numbers. Like if you go to the old graveyards and stuff like that, the only real difference is that there's a lot of children that died before the age
there
of five.
Go.
And
there
so people were living the same length as they are now. It's just a lot more children died, but
good
we're really
point.
Good at keeping babies alive now. So what they did is they averaged those numbers out, and apparently everybody was dying at 50. No.
The natality rates have improved because of the advent of, quote-unquote, science. But it's all controlled obsolescence. You used to buy a car that would last you a lifetime. Now cars are programmed to, after, what is it, 5 years, they start giving you problems. And guess what? You have to buy a new car. But the same thing happens to the human body. All these pharmaceutical companies understand that you have to live to a certain age. I mean, in the United States, we have what's called Social Security. Other countries have it too. There's no way that when I retire, that fund is going to continue to support me. No way in the world. Now they're trying to borrow money. If they can't pay their own bills, it's like how I see it. Charity starts at home. If you have a home with a wife and kids and you have X amount of credit, if you extend your credit or default, you can't be giving your neighbors money. Why is it that the United States and other countries are basically spending money that they don't have, printing money via their central banks, and expecting things to get better every year? Here in the United States, we have to raise our spending limit, the ceiling.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah.
But I'm here now. So what you wanna do? How many dudes you really know can flow? Like this, like this, like this. Let's do it. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any, not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Check, check, the
yeah!
Mic, check, the 1, 2 from a
welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Crusader. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Spirit Destiny thrusting into the lower abdomen of the naughty, naughty New World Order scumbaggery types. Broadcasting live from the future from the fabulous fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand. Sucking up the toxicity and slurping up that that radiation. And much like all the people on the west coast of the United States, soaking up those beautiful rays from Fukushima. Oh, the 10,000 years of plutonium. So hilarious. We're all screwed, man. Honestly, isn't the apocalypse great? I don't know how many apocalypses have I survived so far. Maybe this will be the last one. You know, maybe on like my ninth life or something. I am a bit of a pussy. I figured I have 9 lives. My very special guest, Mel Fabregas, who is, basically, every now and again we have a show where we have a very great guest. And we just kind of click and have a freaking good time and enjoy each other's company. And I believe that's really how at least every show should be. But occasionally we do get very lucky indeed. Mel, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really enjoying this talk with you. It's great to talk to another truth seeker.
Well, unfortunately, this is the final segment that we have here today. And well, we'll certainly have you on again sometime. Or maybe I can appear on your show. I don't know. But yeah.
Time flew by.
Yeah, it does when you're having fun. And also when you're accelerated by nuclear plutonium rods.
And you're talking about Fukushima once again, and we kind of humorously talk about it, but folks, this is very serious. And what's interesting about this is that they were keeping a lot of their spent fuel rods on top of the building. You know, in the 1960s, Japan, the government, told the people that it was not a matter of if, it was a matter of when an earthquake followed by a tsunami would hit the country. But because of bureaucracy and one thing led to another, nothing happened. And as you know, what is it, 90% of the population in Japan lives around the coast, and most of the country is mountainous. So it was a matter of time. So they knew about it. They wanted to relocate Tokyo to the mountains. But this thing will continue all for a long time. One thing I can't understand it was why the Israelis, why were they there taking care of security of those nuclear plants, just like they were taking care of security in the World Trade Center? I always find that very suspicious, don't you think?
I think it is, yeah. But again, I think a little suspicion is healthy. But, you know, in order to end the show, we wanted to talk about that sort of, or at least I did anyway, sort of this truth or infighting, because I try to, I don't know, I've always kind of been the middle kind of guy and try to resolve stuff for people and give people a platform to tell their side of the story or anything like that. A lot of people get set up and they become really hesitant about coming on radio shows and things like that for fear of being ambushed. Like Judy Wood, for example, mate, she's been set up on radio a number of times and I had to talk to her for 2 hours to convince her that I wasn't trying to set her up.
Well, you have to understand, and the same thing happened with me. You know, Dr. Judy Wood and I have known each other for a couple of years now. And the same reaction she had with me at the beginning. And I really can't say blame her. When you are a professor of a reputable university and you have a different perspective of how things are, and if anybody is out there who doesn't know who Dr. Judy Wood, please come to our website or to Vinny's website and listen to the interviews with her. She has a magnificent book full of data, and she deals with evidence. And many people have attacked me on having Dr. Wood on my show or other of my guests. Understand, folks, it doesn't mean that I agree or disagree with somebody. My job and Vinny's job is to bring somebody and give them a platform so that they can give us information. It is our job to discern. And to me, truth and information is like a buffet. You go to a buffet at a restaurant and you pick what you want. But I don't want the restaurant to remove something just because one person said, I don't like that. Let people make that decision to see if they want to consume this or that. I want to explore all perspectives. And in the case of 9/11, there's a few people out there who are interviewed by mainstream media. When you have somebody who's not interviewed that much in the mainstream media, why not listen? Maybe what I said at the beginning of the show, what Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Maybe that's a reason why. Start listening to other people who are not as known as the one that they're presenting. Maybe that's what the truth is.
Maybe the person who will tell you the truth is not the person who has a lot of money, a very plush suit, and various reputable corporations that he's being paid by to talk to a news presenter who has an education on how to dress properly and do their hair very nicely. Maybe they're not talking to the right people. Maybe you shouldn't be listening to them people talking to those other people at all. Maybe it's instead the people who live on a shoestring budget, who bust their keister every day researching, exposing, and talking. You know, those kind of people who appear to be kind of crazy and get demonized or whatever. Those are the kind of people who actually know, ironically enough, what they're talking about.
Think about it. When we created the CIA here in the United States, they had a department that knew that if propaganda didn't work, they would actually send people out there. Right now, with the advent of the internet, they send people to forums, they send people to radio shows, they send people to every community, the conspiracy community, the UFO community, every community. They send somebody out there to test the waters. Whoever finds out that whatever's being told goes anti-establishment, they send somebody out there to balance things out. So yes, there's plenty of disinformation out there. But I want to listen to it all so that at the end, I can separate the truth from the fiction.
And occasionally, we may be wrong, but, you know, we're willing to admit that we're wrong. Doesn't mean that we intentionally lied to you. It means we were wrong. Don't you just hate it when people assume an intention without any evidence whatsoever? And it's just like, oh, man, That is why the block function on Facebook and Skype is so beautiful. Hey, here's a person who's really giving me crap and doesn't know what they're talking about. Block!
That's, you know, Vinny, I got to tell you, not that many people out there can talk about this the way you and I are talking, because I have a good friend now, Jay Whitener, great researcher. You should have him on his show, on your show. He talks about the same thing. When the government or those in authority tell you to look to your left, look to your right, there's a concerted effort out there to make people listen to those who are wearing a robe or a uniform, a police uniform, or they're in the government. If they're telling you something, you better believe it. They don't want you to look at the evidence or at the information. And people just look at the authority figure. I hope that when at least people listen to you or to me, they're listening not to us, but at the information. Buddha said, don't listen to me because I'm telling you. Don't listen. Don't believe me because you're reading a book. Don't believe me because it sounds sacred. Go out there and get the information yourself. And that's how you find the truth.
Yeah, I do prefer to be wrong because at least then I learn something.
That's
right. I hate being right all the time. It's freaking boring.
Well, it's how they say. An error is not an error. What is it? An error or a mistake is not a mistake if you learned the lesson.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, sometimes people learn the lesson twice. You know, and it's like only little parts in scriptures. It's like, you know, when you're going through this sort of progressive university type education, how there's the 101 course, the 102, 103, 202, and whatever. Yes. There's all these levels of education. And ironically, I don't have any respect for any description of hierarchical structure. I mean, if somebody's going to be a leader, they're a leader because they're actually doing something. They're not a leader because they're just at the head of some description of an organization or whatever. You know, those positions don't hold any sway or respect from me. The person, I won't disrespect them or whatever, but they'll have to earn my respect just like everybody else. And I hope they'll treat me the same way so that I don't have to worry about being misrepresented when I open my mouth. And that's what the real problem is people engage in a lot of speculation and interpretation, and they don't actually look at the fruit of the tree that they're criticizing.
That's exactly the point. They look at the authority figure, and they just, they're programmed as I was growing up in school. If somebody started reading from a book, I would question the book, and they would tell me, you just need to continue reading the book. You're not here to question. And this is when the paradigm shifted for me. I knew that there was something wrong with the system. And you got out of your system, of the corporate world. I got out of the system, the corporate world. I remember having dinner with the CEO of the Fortune 100 company I used to work for. And back in 1995, and I said, well, Terry, I think we need to start looking at the internet as a way to put our products and services there. And he said, who cares about the internet? That's not going anywhere. He stood up and left. And then I left.
Indeed. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering how you tie into all of this, the time to wake up isn't always has been now. Thanks very much, and we'll see you again sometime.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.